Claire's going to come and speak to us.
Good morning. Can everyone just stand up, please? Can we just stretch right up high, then touch our toes. Stretch out if you can. And then just turn on the spot once and sit down. Right, I know how I feel if I've been sitting for a long time, so it's nice to stand up. So, good morning. I wonder if anyone in the congregation can perhaps guess which father and son from the Old Testament we might be looking at this morning. Anyone guess from Jeff's activity with the food and the trust? Any ideas? Anyone that hazard a guess?
Abraham and
Isaac. Yes, fantastic. Right, okay. So, right, so we are looking at Abraham and Isaac. There's only 3 points. I tend to talk very fast, okay, so that's an advantage, but I will slow down on the most important parts. So we're going to be looking at God being faithful, God being sacrifice, and God being love. So let's look at the first point, God is faithful. So God is faithful. What does it mean to be faithful? Okay, so for example, if you're being faithful, it means that if you say to your parents this weekend, I'm going to tidy my bedroom, and you do, that means being faithful. You are sticking to your word. If you say to a friend, I will be there whatever comes, so night or day, if you need me, I'll be there. And they phone you up one evening, you're about to go out with your other friends, and you go, no, I'm going to be faithful, I'm going to stick to what I said I was going to do. You are being a faithful friend. And we're going to learn about, from this story, how God was and is faithful. So some of you know, before Isaac came onto the scene in this story, Abraham and God had already had dealings together. Okay, so back in Genesis 12, 1 to 3, we read, the Lord had said to Abraham,
leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
Wow, what a big ask of Abraham to leave his country, his people, all that he knew, and go to a new place. It would be completely out of his comfort zone.
My God, my friends, everything I've known. Pack my bags and leave. My God.
I wonder, has God ever challenged you to move out of your comfort zone? Maybe to, within regards to a new friendship, a new location, a new job, a new school. And you've needed a great amount of faith to trust that God will work it all out. It was an amazing command for God, but what amazing promises from God as well. The Bible calls these promises that God made to Abraham a covenant. God called Abraham out from his home in Haran and told him to go to a land that he was showed to him. Although this request was pushing him out of his comfort zone, God was promising him so much more. One of God's promises concerned making Abraham into a great nation. Well, the only way that would happen is if Abraham and Sarah were to have a child. Now, at the time of writing, Abraham was about 100 and Sarah was about 90. That's the same age as my nan. Very old. So
Sarah's been unable to have children
all her life. So at 90, this was seen as a near impossibility. However, God was faithful and Sarah became pregnant. Sarah became pregnant and they gave birth to a son called Isaac. God had demonstrated faithfulness and seen through his promise. It's funny, I often wondered whether I'd ever get married. And back in my late 20s, all my friends or my were getting married. And I was really happy for them, but I felt a real pressure and I felt really left out. In my early 20s, I kind of resigned myself to the fact that I was going to live the single life. Even to the point of applying for a job in Canada as a teacher. However, God had different plans. And one Sunday evening, a young, loud, outspoken, a non-conformist young man walked into the church wearing a bright yellow fluorescent cycling shirt, and the rest is history. So, looking back, God was faithful. Okay? So, Sarah, back to the story of Abraham and Isaac. Sarah and Abraham gave birth to Isaac. Okay? When God tests us, it's often part of his way to educate us so we become more mature in our personal faith and relationship with him. Sarah, she didn't become pregnant when she was in her 20s. She didn't become pregnant when all her friends said that they were getting pregnant. She became pregnant just at the right time, God's time. So as we can see on the board, God is faithful. Second point, God is sacrifice. If you sacrifice, if you're being sacrificial, then you are willing to do something or give up something for the sake of a better cause. Often we think of being sacrificial when we're giving money to something. We may not have much money ourselves, but we often give money sacrificially because there is a greater need. Now, the most important part of the story possibly took place a few years later. We're not sure how many years. And there was another conversation between God and Abraham. It's from Genesis 22, 1 to 2. Sometime later, God said to him,
Abraham.
Here I am.
He replied. Then God said,
take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about.
I know what you're thinking. Offering a child as a sacrifice is a totally unacceptable practice or thing to do. To Abraham at the time, it was culturally logical, despite being emotionally harsh and baffling in light of God's promise that he would be made into a great nation. Obviously, in Abraham's case, God had promised previously he would be a great number. How then this would happen if he was about to kill his own son, his only heir that he and Sarah had waited so long for? Despite all these questions, Abraham did as God had asked. God had already been faithful to them in actually providing a son at just the right time. So why would Abraham question this command? This was another huge test from God to check Abraham's obedience. Genesis chapter 22, verses 4 to 5, says the following. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants,
stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you.
Now, having read this verse again, this verse for me suggests two things. It could suggest that Abraham trusted God that he would provide an alternative sacrifice in place of his son. The fact that he said, we'll worship and then we will come back to you. It could also be interpreted that Abraham didn't want to alarm the servants or Isaac at this point. But I prefer the first suggestion, that Abraham really trusted God. Still, it was a big command and one that Abraham didn't take lightly. Isaac must have also shared his father's faith to the extent of cooperating with him. There is no sign in the story of any struggle between the father and son. God asked Abraham to sacrifice his only son. God knew that in his bigger plan, he would go through the same sacrifice many years later when it came to Jesus, his only son, dying on the cross for all the wrongs that we have done. So God is sacrifice. Okay, last point. God is love. To love someone or something involves a huge amount of affection. I love chocolate, I love Nathaniel, I love watching Neighbours, and I even love that young man that walked into the church service that evening with the fluorescent yellow shirt. Okay? Yes, the story of this amazing father, Abraham, and his willingness to follow God's command and give his only son is one that demonstrates faithfulness and sacrifice. Perhaps more importantly, this story is all about love, a father's love. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 2, then God said,
take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love.
Now, believe it or not, this was the first mention of the word love in the Bible, although the idea of love had been implied elsewhere. Of course, Abraham loved Isaac. He had a great affection for him. He had waited so long for him. However, this story proves that he did love God more. Because of Abraham's obedience, to sacrifice Isaac, who he loved dearly, and God honoured and blessed him, and Isaac's life was saved, so that through him, his earlier promises could be fulfilled. But God watched his perfect son, Jesus Christ, killed, so that all believe in him can have eternal life, and we know that from John 3:16. However hard this might have been, it was all part of God's plan to restore his relationship with a broken world. And like in the story of Abraham and Isaac, the story had a happy ending. As after the third day, God raised Jesus to life again, all part of God's plan. Now, when I was looking into this story, just to see some parallels between the story of Abraham and Isaac and obviously the story of God and his son Jesus. From there, the most important one for me was the fact that in Abraham and Isaac, God replaced Isaac with a ram as a sacrifice. And obviously, in the parallel, Jesus took our place and was a sacrifice for our sins. So there are lots of parallels between these two stories. Because Abraham obeyed, he was blessed. He showed mature faith and dependence on God. When we obey God and we fully depend on him, then we will be blessed. God doesn't always answer the prayers that we want or when we want them. He knows what is best.
Let us join together in prayer. Dear God, we want to thank you for all the wonderful things that you have provided for us. Help us to be grateful for the things we have, not jealous of others or constantly wanting more. Help us to remember that if we always obey and believe in you, you will meet our needs. Help us to have as strong a faith in you as Abraham did. Help us build our faith day to day. We pray for faith, especially when things are not going so well, when we are worried, when we are sad, when we are lonely, when we are scared. It's these times that test our faith, but also these times when a strong faith in you will help guide us through. We pray that we might be able to show others our faith through our actions and our words. Help us bring faith to those who do not know about you. And help us remember to keep supporting each other in loving you more. In Jesus' name, amen.